This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick Lodolo struck out 11 and retired the final 18 batters he faced on Monday night as the Reds beat the Padres 5-2. Lodolo gave up a home run to Jurickson Profar leading off the bottom of the first, and that was the only damage the Padres did off him. He walked back-to-back batters leading off the second and then set down every other hitter he faced. Fernando Cruz pitched a perfect eighth. Alexis Diaz gave up a run in the ninth. Ellie De La Cruz gave Cincinnati an early lead when he homered in the top of the first. Cincinnati scored twice in the second. Spencer Steer had an RBI double in the third, and Santiago Espinal drove home a run in the ninth. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Yid. Well, Cowboy, I tell you what, great win tonight. Nick Lodolo, absolutely outstanding. Now the Reds have won each of his first four starts. That's not a coincidence. It's not just the way he's pitched, because his last start he wasn't great. He was tonight, but this team just expects to win, it seems like, when he's on the mound.
Yeah, and I think that is becoming more and more the norm each and every fifth day when you get another starter that comes to the ballpark, and it makes you happy to get to the ballpark because you know you got a chance to win. But I will say this, through the first six batters of the ball game, it didn't look like this game was going to go the way that it did. And after the visit by Derek Johnson right before Eggy Rosario came to the plate, something changed at that moment, because after that, it was almost as though, well, Lodolo went into no-hitter mode.
I mean,
he just flat shut them down.
They had no chance. I mean, have you ever seen something like that where a pitcher flipped that drastically?
The aggression was, it was quite noticeable. And not just aggression to try to strike somebody out, aggression on pitch number one. And we talked about this throughout the ballgame. He was getting first pitch strikes like it was going out of style.
I wondered how Matt Waldron's knuckleball would affect these Reds hitters. They look pretty good against him tonight.
I think they were able to foul off enough of the knuckleball breaking ball combination to get to the fastball. And there were a lot of fastballs that the Reds were able to square up and put into the gaps. And they really never let up offensively.
Are you encouraged by Candelario's two-hit night?
Don't you know it. And, I mean, everybody's going to have ups and downs, but it's always a good feel, especially for a position player, when he can get off the schneid, puts a couple of hits together, some awfully good swings, and now you feel good about yourself and you're looking forward to tomorrow.
Reds win it 5-2 over the Padres, Yid.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Padres on Monday night 5-2, and now to the highlights. The Reds wasted no time getting an early lead against Padres starter Matt Waldron. After Will Benson struck out to lead off the ballgame, Ellie De La Cruz quickly made it 1-0.
And it comes. And this ball is scalded. Center field, well hit and deep. Azokar's back. He looks up. It is gone. Ellie De La Cruz sends one out of here to left center field. A solo shot for his eighth home run of the year, his 19th run batted in, and the Reds take an early 1-0 lead.
Nick Lodolo made the start for the Reds. The first batter he faced was San Diego left fielder Jurickson Profar.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Profar swings, and he blasts it left field. It is well hit and deep. Spencer Steer is back. He looks up at the wall, and it is gone. Well, we're tied at one.
Well, that didn't take long.
No.
Cincinnati retook the lead in the top of the second. Nick Martini singled with one out. That was followed by a Jamer Candelario double, moving Martini to third. Santiago Espinal then got the go-ahead run home.
His 1-0 pitch. Espinal swings, and he drives this deep to center field. Azokar is back on the track. He'll make the catch. Both runners will tag. Both will move up 90 feet. Martini will score to put the Reds back on top, 2-1, on the sac fly to deep center field by Santiago Espinal.
Nice piece of hitting by the Reds' third baseman today, Santiago Espinal.
Waldron then gave Cincinnati another run.
And that is going to be a balk.
Didn't stop.
So he never came set. So Waldron is called for the balk.
The Reds added to their lead in the top of the third. Will Benson led off with a double. One out later, Spencer Steer got him in.
First pitch ripped down the left field line. That's heading into the corner. Benson will score easily. And Spencer Steer will trade places with the Reds' leadoff hitter and add a run to their tally. It's a 4-1 Reds lead.
After he gave up the Profar home run in the first, Nick Lodolo really kicked it into gear. He walked the first two batters of the second, but then retired the next 12 Padres he faced. He wrapped up the fifth against the San Diego catcher.
Now Lodolo's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Back foot breaking ball.
That's 10.
Unbelievable. 10 strikeouts for Nick Lodolo, and he has retired 12 in a row.
Lodolo came back out and pitched a 1-2-3-6. He did the same in the seventh and ended his day against Ha Sung Kim.
Towards the end of there, strike three. That is 12 strikes. Is that 12 or 11?
It's 11.
11 strikeouts for Nick Lodolo as he finishes Ha Sung Kim to end the seventh.
That was the 18th consecutive batter that Lodolo retired in this game. He was finished after seven. Seven innings, one hit, one run, two walks, 11 strikeouts, a home run, 99 pitches, 68 for strikes. He was really good. Fernando Cruz pitched a perfect eighth inning for Cincinnati. The Reds added an insurance run in the top of the ninth. Jonathan India walked. He was forced at second on a Nick Martini ground ball, but Jamer Candelario singled to right field, moving Martini to third. That brought Santiago Espinal back to the plate.
You're going to have to use another arm.
1-2, line drive, base hit, right field for Espinal. Martini getting waved around third. Tatis' throw to the plate, just offline. And in there safely is Martini. Around to third, Candelario on the RBI single by Espinal. That's his second run batted in of the night.
Alexis Diaz came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth. He set down the first two batters of the inning, but then Jake Cronenworth doubled. Manny Machado got the second run home with a base hit. Xander Bogaerts then reached on an error by Ellie De La Cruz, but Diaz struck out Ha Sung Kim to end the ballgame. Reds win it 5-2. Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 4 left. For San Diego, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They stranded 4. Lodolo the winner, 3-0. Waldron the loser, 1-3. Home runs in the game, De La Cruz number 8, Profar number 4 for San Diego. 2 hours, 28 minutes, 39,158 on hand in San Diego. Time to hear from Red starter Nick Lodolo.
It wound up being obviously a hell of a game, but it didn't start as promising as it did.
No, you know, absolutely not. He jumped on the first, second pitch of the game there, you know. First inning still wasn't terrible, but second inning, you know, 2 free passes to start it, and it's usually not a good recipe for success. So, you know, I kind of put myself in a situation there. It was sink or swim. And, you know, kind of slowed things down and just trusted my stuff and got back to it.
DJ came out after the second walk. Is there anything he said that helped?
I was just
correct?
Going too fast, which I could feel too, but, you know, sometimes you just need somebody else to tell you that, you know, and kind of reset. There, but like I said, you know, I found it there, and you know, the rest was pretty good.
Tuesday night, it's game 2 of the 3-game series. Right-hander Nick Martinez goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 0-1 with a 5.48 ERA. The Padres have not posted their starter yet. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 9:10. First pitch is scheduled for 9:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Reds knock off the Padres 5-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.